Wizipon Little Elk has a big vision for bison on the Rosebud Reservation. He wants to build a herd of 1,500 animals and a processing facility to provide food and economic development for tribal members. He says now is a perfect time for the project. The COVID-19 outbreaks at packing plants and meat shortages in stores have consumers looking for different ways to get their food.
We've always felt that our work was around, you know, self-sufficiency and, you know, empowering families and doing good by people and the world, and the environment. And we've always felt that work was important. But I think that what has happened with the coronavirus pandemic is that the world has told us that our work is not only important, but that it is urgent.
Little Elk is CEO of the Rosebud Economic Development Corporation. With help from the World Wildlife Fund, the corporation plans to convert cattle pastures on the reservation to a bison range of 40 square miles. The development corporation will get excess bison from the Interior Department, which manages a number of herds, including those in national parks. Little Elk says the grass-fed bison will be killed and slaughtered humanely.
Basically, what that means is treating buffalo like buffalo and not treating them like cattle.
First, they'll replace cattle fences with bigger, sturdier fences for bison. The first animals are scheduled for delivery this fall, and a feasibility study for a processing plant will begin soon. The new bison project will have separate management from another Rosebud bison herd on the Peishlaw Meadow in the Black Hills. Those animals are back on the reservation temporarily, while the tribe fixes fence problems that allowed for multiple escapes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.